Welcome back, my friend, to another exciting episode of The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos at NemosNewsNetwork.com, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. Don't forget UnstoppableFood.com, Uncensored.Church, and TheSerapeum.com as well for the more complete and full picture of reality. Here we cover what's happening. There we cover why it's happening, what's happened before, what's about to happen, and what they believe in, and much more. Now, on this, we have a lot to update you on, so I'm going to dive right in after a short word from our Patriot Christian sponsors. Here we go.
Got sleep issues? Let me guess. All natural sleep aids don't work for you. Well, they only have one or two ingredients to help you sleep. Try the brand new Sleepy Joe Sleep Aid. With 18 powerful sleep-inducing ingredients, Sleepy Joe is guaranteed to put you out like Sleepy Joe in his mama's basement. The label says take two, I take one. 30 minutes before I plan to sleep, and I'm out like a light for about 8 hours. Grab yourself a bottle at redpillliving.com/sleep. Lights out.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
Okay, and don't forget UnstoppableFood.com, a whole new website that teaches you how to grow food unstoppable style. And it will be kind of dummy-proof, beginner-friendly, because I'm a beginner gardener, and now I have a food forest. It's that simple. We have some pretty dummy-proof techniques that will help anybody go from kill every plant to green thumb and, you know, got the garden bug, butterflies everywhere, bees pollinating everything, 10 types of berries, and counting. So definitely check that out. But that's not why you're here, unless you just really love the stuff that I put out there. Or maybe you've heard about us through that. I don't know. That's really not catching yet. That's kind of new. It's brand new, in fact, that website. I do want to mention that Planned Parenthood is doing its job quite well. It is now among the top four leading causes of death in America, alongside doctors, you know, pharmacopeia medicine. I also want to bring up that the Supreme Court is likely to and facing a decision to dramatically shift the way that tax policy is set. And instead of just getting taxed on your profit soon, you may be getting taxed on what you got every year anyway, even if you made no profit. Weird things like that coming soon, and there are a lot of scary fundamentally altering policies that they're proposing here. So look out for this. Check out the article here, Will the Supreme Court Fundamentally Change Tax Policy, by my friend Dan Pila over at, this one's actually on nationalreview.com. His website is Tax Help Online. Just a free plug for you, Dan. I hope you guys are doing well over there. He's a good guy. He's helped me with some IRS issues in the past, and he knows his stuff, and he's telling us, he's warning us for a reason. He's been on the show in the past as well. Now, cashless society coming soon. The World Economic Forum, the same folks who said you will eat the bugs and own the nothing and be happy about it, they're saying now, bragging, that 98% of the central banks, that's the ones who rule the world and set the real policy, are adopting the central bank digital currencies. I'd be curious to know about the other 2%. However, this is going to be pretty much worldwide. The Bible talked about this in the book of Revelation. We're seeing a lot of signs, not just the enemy calling fire from the heavens above with their Jewish space lasers, as people are putting it, but you know what I really mean. Directed energy weapons that are controlled by the Jews. So you could call them Jews instead of Dews, but then we're repeating ourselves. Anyway, this is something to be scared of. This is the control grid. This is the lockout all white people. I mean, you're already seeing this in the economy, in the hiring, in the culture, in the media. They're basically trying to get rid of white people, and they are at the federal and corporate levels. They've completely frozen all hiring of white people at the at those levels, unless they're necessities, like unless they just can't get around it, which is often the case. A lot of these are entrenched positions. But they have now begun to, ever since the COVID relief funds, all new jobs, 100% basically. We're very close to it. And I got some charts on this at the site, at the Clergy Plan, thesarahpayam.com. Just search for Clergy, the Clergy Replacement Plan, or the Great Replacement Agenda, etc. There's some keywords for you. But anyway, it's all going to illegals and immigrants and non-whites for a reason. What do you think is going to happen when they control all the money? And then, of course, they'll be taxing you, and they'll be changing the way that they tax you in order to get everything. That's what's coming, folks. I mean, this is not a joke. Unless you've got it buried somewhere, like a rich person or a pirate, you're not going to have it soon. Michael Yon is out there responding to the health ranger Mike Adams, and a lot of people have mixed opinions about Mike Adams because he's associated with folks like Alex Jones, etc. Come on in, sweetie. You can come in. I don't mind. My daughter's jumping in over here to probably play toys or something. Anyway, so what I was saying is a lot of people have mixed opinions about Mike Adams, the health ranger, because he associates with folks like Alex Jones, who you guys know. He's always like riding my coattails, threatening to kill me on his show, quoting me, never says my name. He's got a problem. But now he's like getting into the debate scene like I did. It's funny how that goes. But Alex's thing lately has been to circle the burning wagon of Zionism and Jewry as a whole. But anyway, my point is that Mike Adams is calling out the Jew. He seems to be upset about the things, my opinion here, he seems to be upset about the things that are going on in Gaza, the genocide with our tax dollars, as a good Christian man should be. And it bothers him. So whatever his associations with Alex Jones, remember, he has me on his show, and that takes a lot of courage. Just remember that there's people looking at you, silly. Yeah, yeah, they can see you. Yeah, they can totally see you. You're recorded. You're in the show now. Uh-huh. You just can't see that they can see you because I've got the other screen up right now. Anyway, but Mike Adams is pointing out, rightly so, that governors like Abbott, and this is multiple states. This is not just Texas or Florida. This is, well, countrywide, actually worldwide. This is happening in other nations as well, across the West especially. But he's saying that Abbott hasn't actually specified any laws that these students, these kids, are breaking at these protests, because there is no law that was violated. In fact, they're just cracking down on all of these protests violently, with people being injured badly in some cases, simply kids, again, simply because of wrong opinion, folks. And you can say, as Michael Yon points out, you can say anything you want about white Christians. All right, Athena, quit crawling around everywhere, please. You need to get down, okay? Where was I? Anyway, as Donald Trump Jr. pointed out, and I think he's going to live to regret this, it's going to be used against him and his father often. To find out who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize, often attributed to Voltaire. And we see exactly who we are not allowed to criticize, not just to mention the difference of reaction between like conservative protests, or especially anti-Israel protests or pro-Palestine protests, where they just crack down brutally, versus like BLM protests where they don't crack down at all. They allow it to happen, and they actually encourage it in the media and call them heroes and such, and then pay for their like legal defense funds, and then sue the cities afterwards where they're getting money for like witnessing George Floyd's death. Oh, the duress. That's what's coming, folks. And this is what we're already seeing. And now a bipartisan bill would create, quote, anti-Semitism monitors, end quote, at colleges. So children need to have monitors to make sure they don't learn anything bad about the Jews, where they learn about the world. Interesting. I also want to bring up, let's see, you guys can see this one, right? Okay, good. Yeah, you can see this. First Rafah, I don't know if I'm saying that right, then Hezbollah, then Iran, Israel's government's plans for more war. They are not just wanting their captives and their, you know, hostages back. They're not just wanting revenge for the horrific Hamas, Jewish funded, by the way, terrorist organization attack, which really actually wasn't nearly as horrific as was portrayed. A lot of that was Jews killing Jews, etc., and setting it up, leaving their defenses down, etc. But it was basically meant to be sort of a 9/11 moment for them to destroy and invade their enemy and then racially cleanse them, which they're now doing. They're pushing them into the sea or into the wall of another nation, basically in the Rafah. They've got nowhere else to go. Rafah, whatever. It's about the children who's being killed, not how to pronounce the name. The point is, they are not simply going to be satisfied with any sort of defensive measure here, or any two-state solution, which is being like floated by people who live in imagination land. What they're going to do is probably kill all these people unless some other country decides to take them in as a refugee. It'll probably be us, and they'll probably hate you for what you and I have allowed our nation to do to their families. I also want to bring up this video just to show you what they're like when they have power over children. Let's turn it on. Here is Texas. A quick personal message before we get back to the news. I just want to remind everyone we are 100% listener supported, so please support and donate or shop Patriot with our sister company and Christian sponsor, redpillliving.com, if you can, because this is all that keeps us going, you. And that's why we're 100% independent and 100% honest. One of the last few outlets to remain so. Check out redpillliving.com and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com for incredible health and wellness products, gourmet and organic coffee from around the world, and incredible plants from my own garden, unstoppable food, and so much more. Now back to our program. And meanwhile, websites like thegatewaypundit.com, which tell you half the truth but are basically never Jews, they never really tell you the full truth about them and how they're behind everything. And they are not showing you videos of all of these people getting beaten up in the streets or on these college campuses for merely protesting around Palestine against baby bombing. Nope. They are only they're only reporting the consequences and the threat of what will happen if you do. And that's right there in the title of their article, in fact. University of Florida doesn't mess around. Sets clear regulations and actual consequences to curtail pro-Hamas activities. That's called a free speech First Amendment protest, and anyone has the right to do it, even if it's about the Jews, but not for much longer. Sorry, there's some pop-up there. Yeah, you're not going to have that much longer, folks. When it comes to the Jews, you do not have free speech, and unless you are willing to face the consequences, you might want to pay close attention to that, because it will be enforced very soon. In fact, it's already being enforced now. They just can't ignore it. They always do this. First, they use the carrot. Then people wake up. They start to use the stick. And when people wake up to the fact it's the Jews, then they start to restrict free speech and really crack down. And then they lose power every single time. History repeats over and over and over. I am going in a hurry because we're about to start Uncensored Church in 8 minutes, and I still haven't finished my dinner. All right. Now, this is important. This is another bank failure in Philadelphia. Bancorp, Philadelphia-based Republic First Bancorp. Okay, So that is just one of many, many banks that have failed in the last year alone, and it is escalating sharply as they consolidate power, and you have less and less and less options outside of their coming central bank digital currency system. Folks, get real about this. If you're not tribing up, you're going to starve to death. Tribe up to survive. Check out the new Exodus at thesarahpayum.com/exodus. We have a chat room. There's over 100, 200 people in there now. We're talking about different places, like different states or even different countries. You know, anywhere they can get you, they will. And if they have the manpower and the fake money they can print to pay people to go hurt you in the U.S., they can certainly do so anywhere. Now, I want to mention that on BitChute, I am being censored. As you guys may or may not know, I'm one of their biggest accounts with over 42,000 subs. I think I had more than that. Weird. Anyway, I'm one of their largest accounts, and they no longer promote me on the front page that I've seen. Let me know if I'm wrong. And I have seen other activities related to shadow banning in general and also of my account. And I know what to look for because I've been through this before. So, unfortunately, it's happening again, and much of our archive will be no longer able to load on some of the articles and such. We'll have to go to the backups and stuff. It's a headache if they really ban us or something. But so far, they're just low-key censoring. Maybe they don't think we know. Also, RFK Jr., who also, you know, he did kind of bring up the non-affecting Jews impact of the vaccine. Like, it doesn't affect them as much or at all, perhaps. Their fertility is not plummeting off the cliff like everyone else who took the jab, although they supposedly took the jab a lot, which I don't believe at all. They probably just gave their own people saline. But the U.S., you know, TikTok ban is here, and RFK Jr. is once again kind of going up against Jewish interests, although he's not at all not a Jewish puppet. He's absolutely a Jewish puppet. He's just not as aware of it, apparently. And he sometimes crosses a line, maybe he shouldn't. But now he's fighting back on the TikTok thing. Okay, well, it's, at least you're like bringing attention to it, I guess, making it a political issue. This is a censorship issue. This is a political issue. So even though he's just another Jewish puppet, we should mention this to people. RFK Jr., the other, you know, third presidential candidate. Yeah, he's saying that this is a free speech amendment violation. And, you know, he's wrong about why Joe Biden is doing it. But he's right that they are violating the free speech. Okay. About to jump on the Uncensored Church. Sorry, I'm a little scatterbrained as we kind of get ready here at the end. And we're done. We've covered the things I wanted to cover. And look at that. Some of the words are cut off in my articles. I've got to fix that. Guys, it is a one-man show. I don't have the expensive CNN like budget of like an Anderson Cooper or something like that. As you guys know, I don't have like somebody to prep my hair or like make me look good or let me know when my daughter's crawling on my back or like if I'm doing something weird or if like my I had an interview the other day and my collar was like this and I didn't realize the collar was just half popped and like it was messed up or something from a necklace that had keys on it that I was wearing during the day and I didn't realize that. So like these things happen. I don't really care. I take it in stride. I have pretty thick skin, believe it or not. See you guys at Uncensored Church, perhaps, or on the next episode of The Silent War. Don't forget, folks, there's so much more. An ocean of knowledge at thesarahpayum.com and uncensored.church. And Unstoppable Food, by the way. It's pretty cool, actually. We're getting an incredible food forest there. See you on the next one.